tries to do the right thing.
Someone who lives within a double bind situation would typically have an apologetic manner. Since they are damned if they do and damned if they don't, they can do little or nothing to bring about a positive response. When Robbins asks Warren about his identity, he responds tentatively, as if the decision of who he is belongs to somebody else. Robbins will now ask for a time in Warren's past, before he knew Karen, when he might have enjoyed himself without apologies.
Do you have a dark side?
I've got a dark past. Not as bad as a lot of people, but
well,
I did
dark,
some bad
dark
things.
Is sometimes good.
Yeah.
You kind of enjoyed the dark past, didn't you?
At the time, I thought it was really good. Well, I thought I was tough, so...
What adjusted you from that dark side?
Partly, I originally thought just growing up, starting to reflect on the pain I'd inflicted on other people.
Yes.
And I don't know, maybe someone did that to me and I've suddenly realized what it felt like. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
And but there were parts of the dark past that you gave up that are still important to you. What's a part of the dark side that you used to enjoy? That honestly you miss, if you were honest.
I was physical, and when I was physical, I was fit. I don't know.
Well, what were some things you did when that dark side was there that felt good to you?
Well, I was playing a lot of sport and excelling at sport, and that made me, that made me feel great, you know, bragging about it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Having something to brag about.
Having something to brag about. And sports aren't very dark.
No.
So what did you do that was dark that you enjoyed?
Fighting and beating people up.
Yes.
Short person syndrome, as they call it now.
Felt good, didn't it?
Yeah, it did at the time. And then once I came to my senses and thought back on it, you know, I thought, well, that was bloody stupid.
But you liked the feeling of being able to step up and just face something, even if it was bigger than you were, and conquer. Am I right?
That's it, conquering it. Feeling that I was better than someone for whatever reason. And that's also one of the reasons that I backed off with Karen, because of what her ex had been doing and how, you know, I didn't want to be put in that position where I could turn into that person.
Right. And you didn't want to hurt her.
No.
And you love her.
Yes.
So, but the truth is, it's not the better than a person. It's a sense of breaking through and dominating that you enjoyed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you break through and dominate now?
Nothing.
And how does that make you feel?
Like shit.
So how do you feel about your life right now, in terms of yourself, outside of her?
No good.
Yeah. When's the last time you kicked something's ass? Something. A problem, person, yourself.
Robin suggests that there are ways that Warren can still enjoy kicking ass without hurting Karen. It is important that Karen see Warren as capable of enjoying his own masculine intensity.
When's the last time you stepped up and faced something intense and just dominated? When's the last time?
Not for a long time. Years.
Years. Would you like to now? Did you see the difference in his chest? How many saw what happened to his chest? Truth is, you don't feel very free in your life, do you?
Not at all.
Why aren't you free? What prevents you from being free?
Me.
First of all, give me a hand for the honesty.
With this statement, Warren has taken an important step. When someone discovers that they have been paralyzed by a double bind, it is typical to feel anger and resentment at the person who set the double bind. However, the truth is that no one forced Warren into a double bind.